is I checked news feed probably yesterday, but if it makes bad as nothing significant that I'm aware of, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but beyond that, don't know what you're referencing to, so go ahead and inform me.
Okay, yeah, I was coming across this. I was going to wait till the opening session of the Liberty Net and read this because I think everybody should be aware of what's going on in Georgia in particular. It's a crazy world that's happening right now. But this story is off of Gateway Pundits, and it's talking about it was a voter fraud factory. Wow, that's putting it lightly, ain't it? Second Carter Jones report describes complete breakdown of Georgia election system. Ballots everywhere, no chain of custody, complete disarray, and we have the video. So this Van Jones guy, man, he is really wreaking some storms through Georgia with his input. Anyway, earlier this week, a Fulton County, Georgia election official admitted that he had some chain of custody documents, and that's legally required per state of missing voter fraud. So just something I wanted to see if you heard anything about it in the mainstream media. Negative, yes. I did see an article that was similar, but nothing to the detail that you just described. Other than that, like I said, it's been a busy week, and I haven't really tuned in any news, but I do briefly take a look around. Time to time, I pull my head out of the sand and see what's there. But, Georgia's another can of worms, and I think, if anything gets done, they've got very short time frame to do it because elections are going to be coming up quick.
Yeah, roger that. Night. Very good. Well, we just picked up another monster tonight, K4BFR, Mr. Michael. Hey, thanks for being there as well. Yes, very good there, Mike. KI4JCZ. It's going to be an interesting couple months, I believe. We're going to see all kinds of crap going on.
All right, let's take a quick pause and see if there's anybody else that wants to join in here tonight
for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4VAC, filling in for KHAOY, Mr. Bob tonight. So any further check-ins, good afternoon.
KO4FE.
Yes, sir.
KL4FE, good evening, Mr. Bill. Good to hear you, sir.
Yeah, good to hear you, Jesse. A little bit of noise in there, but you're bought right through it.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, you always 40 over or better here in my nation, so thank you for being here tonight there, Mr. Bill.
Yeah, looking forward to the net. I'll let you get back to taking check-ins.
Okay, roger, roger. Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. So thank you, Mr. Bill. KOP out of Pennsylvania, clear with you. And this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZNC, Jesse here, out of the voter fraud scale PA. And this is Night Liberty Net. Anyone else?
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray.
I think that's some illegal power you're running, Russ. Good afternoon, sir.
Uh-oh. What? I first came on and tried to check in, and my amplifier hadn't warmed yet, so I went on ahead and pushed the button, and looks like maybe I could get through this, Jesse. Good evening.
Hey, very good there, Russ. Good to have you aboard. And yeah, you're coming in 50 over. Wow. I've never heard you so strong.
Okay, well, good. That's I guess that's a good thing. Can't be all that bad.
No, sir, Mr. Russ, that can't be bad at all. All right, very good. We got you in the old logger, and thanks for being there. And we'll move on and see if we got any other check-ins. So anyone else? KO4, GST, Robbie, out of Great Falls. Okay, I kind of wrote that down. Give me that call one more time. Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, Robbie out of Great Falls. Okay, Robbie out of Great Falls. Good evening, Robbie. I thought that was you when I put it in there, and I butchered the call sign. Hey, thanks, Rob, for checking in tonight. How's things in beautiful South Carolina with you, sir? It's pretty good down here, a little hot, just waiting on this little tropical depression to roll through, and that's about it. How about your way, sir? Well, I tell you, there's nothing to worry about up here. It's just beautiful clear skies at the moment. A little QSB on the frequency, but, you know, that's typical. Hey, well, thank you, sir, for being there. KO4 EST out of South Carolina. That's Mr. Robbie. Hey, anyone else would like to join us? Your call sign, please. Okay, I heard something stationed in there with a foxtrot. You want to try it one more time? Hey, Bill, you might help me out.
What was that again? I wasn't paying attention. I was reading a news story.
There's a station trying to check in, but I can't quite pull him out. He's got a foxtrot in his call sign, and I was hoping you would be able to hear him better than I am.
All right, well, I'll give him a lesson. Tell him to go ahead.
I'm trying to tell you, Saturday Night Liberty Net. One more time. Let's see if we can pull you in with some of these other guys listening.
He's way down the mud, Jesse. I can't make out anything. I can just tell there's somebody transmitting.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Hey, station out there, I do apologize, sir. The band is kind of weird tonight. It's very noisy. And my dog in the background ain't helping matters a bit neither. But we're going to get you in there, but just bear with us. Maybe the band will shift around here in a little bit. So stand by, and maybe we can get you in here in a short. This is KG4JK. Jesse, actually, first part of that is Kilo November 4, Mike, and then I lost it. Okay, we got one more station out there. All right, we got another station in there. Try the Kilo November 4. Let's try it one more time, sir. Okay, I caught some of it, but it wasn't enough. I caught Kilo November 4 only. Did you catch anything, Mike? Negative, Jesse. He was real down in the mud at that time. I couldn't catch, I could barely hear him coming through, but I couldn't even catch any of it. Kilo November 4, just give me that one time. If I can't get it this time, I'll move on, but we're going to give you one more try to get in there.
This is Kilo November 4, Mike Oscar Hotel. This is Keith in Midlothian, Virginia.
Okay, think it was Whiskey Oscar Hotel. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Hotel. Is that a Roger, Roger? That's Kilo November 4, Mike Oscar Hotel. He's out of Virginia. Okay, you said Mike Oscar Hotel. Okay. Okay, KN4MOH, is that a Roger, Roger?
Hello, KN4MOH, this is Steve from the local.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to move on, and I will come back to you here in a short. I hope I got your call correct, sir. Hi, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Charlie Jesse here. Anyone else before I get ready to open the net, please come now. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and start the net, guys, so I'm not picking that station up anymore. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4CXC. Like I said, I'm filling in for Mr. Bob tonight, and we'll go ahead and open the Saturday night D-Net. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a dedicated net, and I believe it's the longest running net and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now since the year 1874, which was founded by W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current event and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real Liberty Net. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and scroll down here and read that. Oh boy, my scroller is acting out tonight, so bear with me, guys. All right, the Pledge of Allegiance. Of Elias was written in August 1892 by the Socialist Minister Francis Bellamy, 1855 to 1931. It was originally published in the Campion on September 1992. The Pledge of Allegiance to my flag and the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, in 1923. The words of the flag of the United States of America were added in the 1954 in response to the communist threat of all times. President retired General Eisenhower encouraged Congress to add the world's words under God in the 31 word pledge we set today in America. Today it reads, please follow along in Jack, if you will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And one thing we do not have in this country anymore is any kind of justice for all. Yeah, it's justice as long as you're on the winning side of the justice. Because I'll say it again, we have the best judicial system money can buy. Hi, this is KG4ZXC, and the net is officially open. So let's start off tonight with what I was going to originally read. And this goes into Georgia's Fulton County. The election officials admitted that the chain of custody and documents that are legally required per state law are missing from the 2020 election, ladies and gentlemen. So not only is Maricopa County, Arizona still going and performing their audit, but things are getting heated up in Georgia. And I'm looking forward to the real truth coming out. Whether I like it or not, I would rather hear the truth. Hey, we're going to go down to our next victim on the roster tonight. That's going to be KI4JCZ, Mr. Mike. What you got to add to tonight on the frown of the Liberty Net, sir? Take it away, Mike.
Well, just put me on the spot, because, like I said, I just pulled my head out of the sand and briefly took a look at some news on that Clarissa County, Georgia stuff. Like I said, that's a can of worms, and hopefully they'll be trying to do something about it, but I'll believe it when I see it. You know, they're all positioning themselves right now for re-election because they know it's coming up, and so they're trying to come clean, and what little I have read, the opinion I have formed due to those specifics is that they're worried about what's going to come up, and elections in November next year will be here before you know it. So they're just trying to come clean enough to justify their inaction in this round, in the last round. So basically that's about all I've got to say about it.
Okay, well, very good there, Mike. I appreciate any input you may have, sir. Appreciate that. All right, thank you again for coming by. Out of South Carolina, and that's Mr. Mike. He's over there on the eastern side of South Carolina. I guess he's out towards the beach, I guess. KF4JCZ, same series for now. I'll be back around to you, sir. I'd like to recognize our net manager and his lovely wife, Ms. Laura, into JTT, and Mr. Marty into IRJ, who's listening tonight. Let's see, it goes to Mr. Mike, K4BF4. He's in monitoring mode. I'm going to look over here and see if he put anything in the comment that he might would like to bring up. He says, 73 is all. Hearing aids are not playing nice tonight, so it's hard to hear them or hear us, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mr. Mike, thanks for being there as well. That's Michael, K4BFR. So, thanks for being with us, sir. Hey, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. So, Mr. Bill, I guess it's going to go to you first. KO4FE, jump on in. Take it away, sir.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, the true Liberty Net, often imitated, never duplicated. This is KO4FE. Okay, Jesse, a little noisy, but you're coming through fine. Well, let's get into these damn news stories. I mean, it's just every day. It's just one thing after another. You can hardly keep up with it or prioritize which story the left is generating that's more obnoxious than the other. Well, anyway, here's one. It has to do with Victoria's Secret. Anyway, it says Victoria's Secret does pay with angels. I guess that was their models, their lingerie models. They've had enough of them. They'll replace those models with purple-haired SJW soccer star Megan Rapinoe, transgenders, and plus-size women. Ah, that sounds like a recipe for success, would say. Anyway, this is Gateway Pundit. Story leads in, this should help the ailing lingerie dealer. I'm sure that was written with sarcasm. It says Victoria's Secret was once known for their beautiful models strutting down the catwalk in angel wings and lingerie. It's 2021, so the company is going in a new direction by getting rid of the angels and bringing in America-hating, purple-haired SJW Megan Rapinoe, transgendered models, and plus-size obese women. It's hard to believe, but this is true. They're saying when the world is was changing. We were slow to respond, says Martin Waters, the chief executive of Victoria's Secret, told New York Times. Well, you know, there's one thing that don't change, and that's that women want, or men want women that are fit and pretty, not obese, with purple hair, or transgender, least of all. He says we need to stop being about what men want and need to be about what women want. All right, well, give them what they want. They can die alone with their dogs and their wine and their sexual toys, but men aren't going to pick them. So anyway, it says for decades, Victoria's Secret scantily clad supermodels epitomized the femininity for millions. Now the lingerie giant is not just trying to defend, to redefine itself, but also the very idea of what sexy is to the New York Times, as the New York Times said. Well, if you're leaving the definition of sexy up to liberal Marxists, I think you're not going to have too many men wanting it. Says, I've known that we needed to change this brand for a long time. We just haven't had the control of the company to be able to do it, Waters said. The New York Times. In the old days, Victoria brand had a single lens, which was called sexy. Well, I thought that's what they wanted.
Who cares what that black mummy?
Page 6 reported that women will be hired as spokeswomen for Victoria's Secret will be featured in marketing materials. Anyway, it says Chopra and Rapinoe will join Sudanese Australian model Adut Akach, freelance skier Eileen Gu, Brazilian transgender model Valentino Sampio, plus size model Paloma Alesser. I don't know where to get these damn names. They're getting harder and harder to pronounce. And journalist Amanda DeCadney, who hosts a 10-episode podcast where each of the women will share their stories. It's a group of women inspiring change and positivity. It's another step they're taking towards transforming the brand. Well, I think they're going to transform it into a bankruptcy. The entire industry thought Victoria's Secret was done, an insider said. Well, they're done now. They're going to be putting on obese women, transgenders, and a bunch of blue-haired Marxists. Whether this move will translate to the Victoria's Secret stores, which traditionally stock smaller sizes and do not cater to curvier women. Curvier women is a term that basically means grossly overweight women. Oh, here we go. We got to get the not just the transgender thing, but here's another quote. As a gay woman, I think a lot about what we think is sexy, and we are afforded the ability to do that because we don't wear the traditionally sexy to be sexy, and I don't think the traditional thing is sexy when it comes to my partner or women I've dated. Well, you know, you can cater to the lesbians and the obese women and the leftists and the transgender. I don't think that's much of a market, to be honest with you. I mean, what is that? You know, 5%? I don't know. Well, anyway, so Victoria's Secret's swirling the drain there. All right, let's go to another one. Fox News. Portland Police Riot Squad resigns after officer indicted over alleged assault on photographer. Yeah, a photographer. She was a Marxist agitator, writer. It says, all 50 of the Portland Police Bureau's highly trained rapid response unit officers resigned this week after the recent indictment of Officer Corey Budworth for allegedly assaulting a photographer during an overnight riot last summer. Unfortunately, this decorated public servant has been caught in the crossfire of agenda-driven city leaders and a politicized criminal justice system, the Portland Police Association said Tuesday after a Multnomah County grand jury charged Budworth with one count of fourth-degree assault relating to the August 18, 2020 incident. That night, according to the police union, about 200 demonstrators, many equipped with tactical helmets, face covered, and armed with a variety of weapons, descended on the Multnomah building in southeast Portland. Multiple dumpsters were set on fire, buildings were defaced, and windows were broken. A riot soon was declared at the planned event after someone from the crowd launched a Molotov cocktail into the building, setting it ablaze. Says after 75 consecutive nights of violence, destruction, and mayhem, a small group of the rapid response team officers, including Officer Budworth, were again tasked with dealing with the riot. Now, let me add to that, the rapid response team are volunteers. They don't get paid to do this. This isn't a special team that only acts during riots. These are all officers that volunteer to do this work of keeping the city under control during these riots. Anyway, per PPB command staff orders, the rapid response team officers cleared the riots from the area to allow the fire bureau to extinguish the blaze, but the rioters aren't satisfied. Well, anyway, it goes on to describe the riot and what happened. But anyway, so I'm glad to see these police officers, all 50 of them, resigned. That's what needs to happen. Let the Marxist city send in social workers to deal with these vicious, violent Marxist rioters. We'll see how that works. So anyway, they're continuing, the riots are continuing even now. I guess they won't stop till the whole damn town's burned down. Okay, here's another one. Listen to this. London University to let non-white students defer essays for racial trauma without evidence. You know, this is, you know, a convenient excuse for late essays. It sounds like they could just say, well, I got racial trauma. Well, anyway, it says Goldsmith University of London has bowed to pressure from student activists and agreed to let black and people of color students defer essays on grounds of racial trauma based purely on self-certification. So in other words, they just say, oh, yeah, I can't get that paper in on time. Let's see. Racial trauma, because I said so. So you got to give me an extra month to get this paper done. Anyway, it says the uni has agreed to our sabbatical officer's proposal to include racial trauma as a reason to defer essays for black and person of color students through self-certification, not an evidence-based approach, crowed the Goldsmith Student Union on social media. This is great news and a step in the right direction. Well done to those involved in the discussions. The proposal appears to be the brainchild of one Sarah Batho, described on the union's website as a welfare and liberation officer. Oh God, these terms they come up with, who confirmed that the deferral process would indeed be done through self-certification, moving away from proving so-called evidence. So in other words, I guess at one time if you came in and said, well, I can't hand in my essay because my house burned down, they would give you a few days to finish up your essay, but they can just go in and say, oh, it's racial trauma. Yeah, that's why I can't. Yeah, that's the ticket. That's why I can't get it in. Didn't get the essay in on time. It said why white people are not covered by the policy despite the fact that they can and have been subject to sometimes extreme, brutal, racially aggravated crimes and even murders in the UK is unclear. Well, of course, it's an anti-white law, a ruling, basically. Ms. Baffo appears to have extremely strong political views. Oh, I'm shocked. Describing both the United Kingdom as the United and the United States as, quote, imperialist white supremacy nations. Israel is a settler colonial state, quote unquote. Then she says we must see a free and liberated Palestine in our lifetime. May those who have suffered under settler colonial state experience true justice in our lifetime. She declares in a penned message on her Twitter account, adding somewhat chilling, may every oppressive ruler suffer the consequences of their actions in this lifetime and the next. Yeah, okay. In terms of further academic reform, she is no means ambiguous advocating, although she is not clear that this is student union policy, for the total abolition of the study of anthropology as an inherently problematic field. She says the only way anthropology can rectify its colonial white supremacist foundations is if the discipline ceases to exist, she explained in 2020. Yeah, they'll probably get rid of the whole university because it's all based on colonial white supremacist foundations. She said if we look at current anthropologist practice, we will recognize that the discipline continues to further colonial rhetorics. She also is no stranger to clashing with university leadership, having previously described how she left a racist lecturer crying and worrying about her career during a mediation triggered by a complaint she had initiated. Oh, God. This shit's never going to end, folks. I'm telling you. Until people start standing up to these clowns, these Marxist, white-hating idiots, they're just going to keep going. I mean, now they're saying that the names of birds is racist, so it ain't going to stop until somebody puts their foot down, tells them to go pound sand, kick these clowns out of these universities. So anyway, back to you, Morty, or back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE.
Wake up, white people, wake up. They're taking your money away from you. They're taking your money away. Wake up, white people.
Hey, very good, Bill. I thought I heard somebody trying to make a comment there, so I wanted to take a few moments to see if I was able to pull them out. The station, did you want to check in, sir? Okay, I guess not. Hey, very good. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. And, you know, I got a lot of information out of that. What I found out is everybody triggered over racial trauma, especially after hearing the Victoria's Secret commercial and seeing the transgender and all these ugly people advertising their top brand lingerie now. So I'm really disgusted with that in itself, and I guess I'm racial in general just because I brought it up. So that's what I got from that, Bill. Hey, very good, sir. Thanks for being here tonight on the Saturday night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, acting net control tonight, filling in for Mr. Bob, KHJLY, who could not be here. He's going to a memorial service for all the fallen soldiers, including his own son, down in some area. So he couldn't run the net tonight. So everybody keep Mr. Bob and his family in his thoughts and their thoughts and prayers. Hey, this is Jesse out of Voting for Our Staff, Pennsylvania, going down to next on the list, KK4WX. So, Mr. Russ, what do you got for us tonight, sir?
Okay, Jesse. Very good evening to you. And, let me see, hold it, I gotta make an adjustment. Okay, there we go. I didn't have my equalizer, not that it mattered, but anyway, it makes the voice sound a little bit better, I believe, on everybody's end. Anyway, I tell you what, Jesse, I've never quite seen a week like this past week. It's, I don't know if you get any worse. I don't really know where to start because there's so many things that's just mind-boggling. not going good. I know right off the top of my thoughts, though, getting back to some of the stuff that Bill, KO4FE, was referring to, I think it was on... I was watching Fox News not too long ago, just maybe an hour or two ago, and they had on a brief story about PBR, public broadcast. PBR had started having drag queens read to little children, small children, and he showed a video of an excerpt on one of them, and the thing was all, it's just hard to describe, all painted up, looked horrible, and whatever it was, a he, she, or whatever was trying to explain what a drag queen was to these little children, and about how they like to wear flashy makeup, flashy clothes, and all this and that. I mean, folks, all I can tell you is this goes right back to what Jesus was referring to in the New Testament. When he says anyone that would mislead or harm these little ones, it would be better if they had a millstone tied around their neck and throwed it to the sea. Now that's pretty harsh. You stop to think about it. So if you're misleading or if you're damaging in any way and hurting these little ones, I mean, these little children, they have young minds, very, very susceptible to, they pick on what parents and what adults look at them and, show them and teach them. They pick up on it. And, for PB, yes, I'm sorry, what did I say? PBR. I'm thinking that's beer. PBS, Public Broadcasting System, I guess is what the S stands for. For them taking our taxpayers' dollars and having something like drag queen hour or whatever storytelling to little children? Come on. That's got to be about the sickest thing I've ever heard of in my life. When is this going to stop? When are we going to stand up to these people? I mean, they're running ruining our children. They're ruining our future. This country's future. Make no mistake. This is one of the worst things that could ever be. I mean, it really is. It truly is. It's one of the worst things that anybody could ever do is mislead and to harm little ones. And you're harming them. Don't make no mistake about it. You're harming them when you're letting something like this go on. I'm not saying you or me personally, but I'm saying the people that's responsible for it. And they're harming our children. And maybe even for the rest of their lives, they're confusing them, making them wonder what kind of sex are they supposed to be. It's been proven that a lot of the people that have sex changes, I don't know if any of you have ever studied it, and I don't study it. I don't really look into it, say, because I can't stand the thoughts of it. It sickens me. But I do listen to a lot of American Family Radio. That's AFR Radio. You can tune it in on your app, on your smartphone or on the computer or whatever have you. And you can listen to it. But they speak about a lot of these subjects. And do you know that the people who have sex changes, I forget, it's a very, very high percentage. I mean, you know, when I say high percentage, I mean, I'm talking about the majority of them wind up committing suicide. Yes, they wind up committing suicide. It's a horrible, horrible thing. So anyway, I guess I want to get that off of the top of my list there, because when KO4FE Bill mentioned something about drag queens or whatever they are, I just had to throw that in. It was terrible what they replayed on the Jesse Waters show. I think that's who it was on Fox. Anyway, a little story here I'll try to read right quick. It sounds like the Biden administration or our federal government isn't going to protect us. And this is KK4WX for ID. They're not going to protect us. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, we could go all the way, I hate to say it, but we could go all the way back to Ronald Reagan. All the way back. It was promised. Oh, I tell you what, we'll give the ones that's in here now, give them amnesty, and we'll shut the border down. Don't you remember that? You remember that? This was back in the 80s, during the Reagan administration. So what did he do? He gave a blanket amnesty to every one of them that was already here. And then what did they do? They didn't fix anything. The border's been more wide open than it's ever been. If anybody has made an attempt to do anything about the border, it was Trump. Nobody else. I don't care what flavor, what party you want to put on it, what name, Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, Obama, all of them, all the way on down the line, right now, Biden. Nobody has done anything. Well, it's good news, it looks like, around the corner, hopefully, but I hope it's not too little too late. It looks like the Texas governor is going to take some of Texas's tax money or whatever and fix the border. Which, you know, I don't understand, why shouldn't they have done this anyway? I'm not trying to put it on the state, but after all, it is the state of Texas and all the other states that borders the country of Mexico, if nobody else can do it. And it should be just like Ron DeSantis down in Florida, who said he's going to help. He's going to help Texas secure the border. He's sending some of his people over to Texas. I don't know if they're sending any money or not, but I guess if they're sending law enforcement over there, it's about the same. I'm not sure if Georgia is, but I think there are several other states that may be considering it, including South Dakota. But Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, here's an article here that says Republican of Texas on Friday fulfilled a promise to Democrats who walked out to prevent the passage of an election bill. He vetoed a portion of the state budget bill that funds the legislature. Abbott's veto, reported by the Texas Tribune, comes after House Democrats walked out in a final day of the regular legislation session to block passage of Senate Bill 7, Abbott's priority election bill that would have overhauled voting rights in the state. The Democrats' move also killed mail legislation that Abbott had earmarked as important. Funding should not be provided for those who quit their job early, leaving their state and unfinished business and exposing taxpayers to higher costs for an additional legislative session, Abbott said in a statement the Tribune morning. I therefore object to and disapprove of these appropriations, close. The Senate passed the election bill called for new voting restrictions, including limits on early and curbside voting, and a ban on 24-hour voting at temporary outdoor polling places. Opponents argue with current segments of the population, including low-income, handicapped voters, according to the Hill. House Democrat Caucus Chair Chris Turner called Abbott's veto an abuse of power, the Tribune said, and added his caucus is exploring every option, including legal options, to fight back. Quote, Texas has a governor, not a dictator, Turner said in a statement. The tyrannical veto of the legislation branch is the latest indication that Abbott is simply out of control. That sounds like Democrats are out of control to me. Says we raised concerns on how it affects legislative staff and agencies. I'm concerned on how it impacts them because they weren't the ones who decided that we were going to break a quorum. It wasn't their decision, right? House Speaker Dean Phelan, Republican, told the Tribune in an interview earlier on this month. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop right there on that. That didn't get down to what I was looking for. I was looking for the part where he said that he's going to tighten up and start rebuilding the wall. But I know it's announced, and I thought this article was it, but evidently I was reading something else. I apologize about that. Back up there to you, Jesse, KK4WX. Hope everybody's doing well. Over.
Okay, hey, thanks, sir, Mr. Russ. Yeah, we're doing fine. Thanks for asking. And, yeah, you're really booming in tonight, sir. You've never went under, pulled you over. but, yeah, I think I know the story you're talking about, Russ. I read it where he's taking the about a quarter of $1 million to finance the construction to finish the wall down there in Texas. What's his name? Abbott, I believe. And, I think he's doing the right thing because when the federal government fails our people, well, we only have one last duty to bring forth, and that's take it upon ourselves as state's sovereignty and protect our country. So, and appreciate that. And, yeah, let's not even go into the drag queen. I mean, you know, people, I just want to mention that real quick. You know, people that go to a sex change operation or whatever their situation are, and then after they do all this, you know, sex change operations and all, and they all pissed off at everybody, you know, I thought I could be, you know,
a little pissed off, especially if I got my junk whacked off, you know, and then I'd be pissed off too after a while. But, you know, these people are nuts, and, any article you read across the news media now is completely crazy. I mean, absolutely absurd. So, this is what we got when you vote communism into dictatorship leadership, and I know he stole the election, but he was just installed. All right, this is KK4ZXC out of Rosemont, Stamp, Pennsylvania, clear with Mr. Russ, KK4X. Looks like it goes down to KO4GSD. So, Mr. Rob, take it away, clerk.
Thank you, KG4ZXC, Mr. Jesse, and I just want to say everybody's sounding good tonight, and everybody's got some really nice articles, and I don't have any comments, so I just want to hope everybody has a good rest of their weekend, and God bless, and this is KO4ZXC, and I'm going to be monitoring.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Rob, KO4GST, and yeah, I appreciate you there being there monitoring tonight. Let's see, it looks like it's at the bomb, ladies and gentlemen, so let's take a quick pause and see if we can pick anybody else up. On anyone else that would like to check into Saturday Night Liberty Net, call now.
And four ROK.
And four ROQ. Sorry there, I got on a coughing spree there, Larry. Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for being here. Sound good tonight.
Thank you very much. Good night, sir. Joseph, doing a good job.
Okay, appreciate it. Well, we're at the bottom of this. You got anything you would like to add before we... hang on one second, Larry. Let's see if we have anybody else. Anyone else that would like to check into the Saturday Night Liberty Net, call now. Hey, I'm hearing nothing at the time, so Mr. Larry, if you got anything you want to go ahead, we're already at the bottom of the list anyway, so take it away.
Okay, thank you very much, Jesse. Epoch Times could be called Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. It comes out of Texas, I believe. They've got some great articles in there. And this one is, this is a New Zealander's 9 starter steps to save America from socialism. And there's no doubt about it. We just got have a chance here at the beginning to change. If it gets too far gone, I'm not sure what we can about it. But right here has some good steps and a lot of good ideas and a lot of good things here. So it may take me a little while, but just bear with me here. There's some good ideas in here. This guy's from New Zealand. He says, I've traveled to every state in the lower 48. I addressed more than 500 audiences across the amazing nation. My message has always been the same. The United States is heading toward a brutally tyrannical socialist revolution. And if America goes down, every free country follows. Well, now it's here. People unfolding before our very eyes. So what can we do? Can the Republic be saved? Honestly, I don't know. However, I can suggest some steps that would give this country a fighting chance to face reality. Millions of people are still in complete denial. They think the military is secretly in control, that it's only a matter of time until justice is done and President Donald Trump is restored. There's a secret plan. Just have faith. The truth is that Trump was outmaneuvered by an alliance of communists, globalists, and even traitors in his own party. The deep state is now almost fully in control. Trump is coming back into office anytime before 2024.
if we still have meaningful elections by then, to make sure they can never be voted out of office, the Democrats plan to enfranchise 22 million illegal immigrants, abolish the Electoral College, gain at least four more far-left senators, Puerto Rico and D.C. statehood, and flood the country with tens of millions more refugees and illegal immigrants. They also plan to nationally introduce voting reform, mass mailing balloting, abolition of ID requirements that will guarantee internal Democratic Party control. If the Democrats can abolish the Senate filibuster and place at least four more leftist judges on the Supreme Court, there'll be virtually no way to stop any of this if we rely on traditional political methods in Pelosi. We're undergoing a Marxist-Leninist revolution driven by China right now in real time. The military can't save us, nor can Trump. On the contrary, it's up to patriots to protect Trump and the armed service from unrelenting Democrat communist attacks. When enough Americans face the unpleasant truth, then and only then can we talk about hope. Number two, stop all violent rhetoric. Violence will not save America. The harsh reality is that President Barack Obama had 8 years to replace patriotic generals with left-leaning political appointees. He did a great job. If violence breaks out, God forbid, the military will stand with the government, not the insurgents. Does anyone think Russia and China and Cuba and North Korea and Iran would stand idly by while their democratic friends are being defeated by a patriotic uprising? They would undoubtedly use the opportunity to finish off their main enemy once and for all. Be aware of anyone inciting violence online. At a public gathering or a private meeting, distance yourself fast. They will be the best hopeless naive at worst government provocateurs. The left is aiming for right-wing violence. It will give them an excuse for massive crackdown on patriotic America. This country will be saved peacefully or not at all. If significant violence breaks out, it's over. Having said that, the Second Amendment must be preserved at all costs. An armed populace is at least some check on tyranny. Even if useless in the face of biological warfare and nuclear attack, Americans should keep their guns and work every day to ensure they never have to use them against their own people. Restore election integrity in all red states. Number three, if voter trust isn't restored within months, the Republican Party is doomed. Democrats will continue to vote large numbers of Republicans will stay home. They won't trust the election and will refuse to participate. We've already seen this play out in the Georgia Senate election. 30 states are currently led by Republican legislatures. Some are already holding inquiries into 15 deficit electoral features. Most will be whitewashes unless the public is heavily involved. If the resulting recommendations don't include the elimination of electronic voting machines and heavy penalties for organized voter fraud, it's likely to be a window dressing exercise. Be alert. Patriots must work to restore the integrity first in the red states, in the red countries, or red counties of the blue states, then after 2022, the whole nation. Get involved in this process. It's a top priority. Then number four, close the Republican primaries immediately. This should be a no-brainer, but no one's talking about it. Only five U.S. states have truly closed Republican primaries. This means that in most states, Democrats and independents, even communists, can vote in Republican primaries, and they do. All over the country, the GOP enemy vote in Republican primaries. Pick the weakest, most wimpy candidate they can. That's
Carolina is a Republican base and super patriotic, but most of their elected representatives in most states don't like progressive Democrats. Close the primaries, Republican patriots, it will form your party. Number five, organize a compact of free states. MAGA folk need to build a nation within a nation. This doesn't mean secession. Russia and China would be quick to exploit such division. What's needed is a reaffirmation of 10th Amendment rights as already outlined in the U.S. Constitution. The already out of control federal government is about to go on a rampage against every form of independence left in the country. Every red state with the courage to do so must immediately begin working towards a formal compact to collectively oppose all forms of federal overreach. Such a formal alliance should start with Florida and Texas, then grow by inviting Oklahoma, the Plains states, most of the southern states, New Hampshire, the free western states, and Republican-led northern and western states. Such an alliance stretching from the Florida Keys and the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Great Lakes and the Canadian border and even Alaska will bisect the entire country, adding the red counties of the blue states such as Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, Minnesota, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and California would create a voting and economic bloc that Washington would find exceedingly difficult to punch. When the Biden administration recently suggested that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis close all restaurants in his state to slow the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus pandemic, the governor politely refused, citing the ineffectiveness and horrendous economic consequences of mass lockdown. Biden then reportedly hinted at an unconstitutional ban on air and road travel to and from Florida. This threat might work against Florida alone. It wouldn't work against Florida, plus Texas and Oklahoma and 10 to 25 other states. The United States is technically a federation of free and independent states. It's time to fully realize that ideal. Southern states would soon be reeling under a massive new wave of illegal immigration. The federal government will do nothing to prevent it. Texas, Florida, Arizona, and the free counties of New Mexico and California need to be prepared to defend their borders now. This isn't an immigration issue that is the constitutional preserve of the federal government. This is a state public welfare issue. And that's half of it. I'll wait till the next time to go into the rest there, Jesse, because of the time. So back to you there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee and for ROQ on the Liberty Network.
Hey, very good. Thank you there, Mr. Larry, and the information there. Thank you once again. This is KG4ZXC, clear with N4ROQ. That's Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse. I'm filling in for Mr. Bob, K-A-K-O-Y, of course. That's Mr. Bob, if he could not make it tonight. So, anyway, it looks like it's going to the top of the list. All stations stand by 1 second, though. Oh, I'm having this coughing spree tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so it's kicking my butt. Hey, going back to the top, I guess it goes to me because I started this mess out. So, let's see. Taking a standby. Do we have any late check-ins for the Liberty Net before I go on? Any late check-ins that would like to check in tonight's Liberty Net? Go on, man. Okay, I'm hearing nothing. Any late check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Call now. Okay, hey Bill,
KL4SE, throw out a call
over my shoulder, just make sure I'm not hearing anything. Anybody missing me?
Yeah, I'm not hearing anybody, Jesse. Nobody coming back to you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Yeah, I just want to make sure because I'm picking up some static crashes out of the blue. So, thank you again.
All right, well, let's see. This is KG4ZXE, and I'm going to go ahead and give you guys an article off of Gateway Pundits here, if I can quit getting off of it. I want to bring us back in line with the China 19 virus, guys. I want to bring up an article off of Gateway Pundits also. Amazon deletes Americans' frontline doctors' website from the internet. Doctors scramble to salvage the site. This is the kind of crap that we're dealing with Amazon, big corporate media, mainstream Google. They're all in cahoots, ladies and gentlemen, and we all know it. We all know they have ears in every corner, in everybody's pocket, due to the fact of that dang little cell phone, all that innocent little device that keeps your whole life's history. Yes, that's right. They've been spying on us day one. And you guys out there gave it to them willingly, knowingly. Well, you know, we got to be aware of what's going on. And they're going to delete us if we keep letting this happen. Anyway, the American Fried Doctors, the courageous group of doctors who spoke out against the government irresponsibility and damaging of the China COVID response, had their website taken down by Amazon. Well, why would Amazon be so bold take your website down? I mean, you know, do they not give a crap about free speech? Well, of course not. They don't give a care about free speech. They contributed to this election fraud and dominion, along with all the other crazy global imperialistic people out here. All these special people that deserve to be in power. Well, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, these doctors had their website taken down because of Amazon. Well, who's next? You, me, your neighbor, your favorite news network, your favorite news site? I mean, where's it going to stop? If you don't know many of these website services such as Netflix, Facebook, Like, and Twitter, and thousands of the others are hosted by Amazon Internet Service, well, personally, I don't think they, if they're in the service for providing Internet, they should be responsible for taking you off the air when you're paying for a legitimate service. You know, but this is the kind of activity they're resorting to keep the American voices from being heard, from us being able to organize and go to church or have a voice to say around the kitchen table even. They're trying to condemn us to the point of no return, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only up to you to get that dang little device out of your pocket and quit falling in line with Facebook, Twitter, all these irresponsible websites. Fact that we've made mistakes, we need to start correcting them. Anyway, the team of doctors were frantically working around the clock to rebuild their website from scratch while utilizing servers around the world to great expenses to get all their information. We forced to take immediately action because I will never allow Jeff Bezos and Amazon to censor us from speaking freely about medical treatments, medical studies, individual liberties, or challenging the government's narrative surrounding the China 19 virus. So, anytime you speak out against it, big corporate is out here. And I'm amazed that we're not shut down here on the Liberty Net. Hey, this is KG4 and ZXC, and I'm going to go ahead and take it down to KI4JCZ and see if Mr. Mike is still with us. So, Mr. Mike, KI4JCZ, if you're still with us, make a transmission, sir.
Thanks, Jesse. This is KI4JCZ out of South Carolina, and it's kind of hard to keep up with all you guys. I mean, you have Hill and Russ and Larry with all this good information, and I'm heard it, and I'm here taking notes and trying to make a comment on this, that, and the other thing. There's just so much going on there, it's unreal. But that being said, I would like to comment on a few things, and first thing I want to say is that all of my life I've been criticized by people that don't give a crap about history, and what we're seeing today is the result of the ignorance of a population, not just the United States, but the world population, who doesn't give a crap about history. Because history teaches us that if you allow it, someone somewhere will take advantage of you. And that is exactly what's going on with all of the protests and all of these people that are just stirring the pot. They are opportunists, and they initially get into it to try to get something for nothing, but everybody seems to want to jump on a bandwagon whenever the big guy gets kicked down a little bit. They fail to realize that what the real reason behind all of this is. And the real reason behind it is that prior to 1779, when we actually had a constitution, every country in the world, and I do mean every country in the world, and even to this day, is somewhat totalitarian, and there is nothing free about them. 1779, the world changed, because we finally had a country where the individual could plot his own course, could make his own way, and without the interference of a federal government taking from them everything that they made, just so a few benefits from the many. And that is what they failed to teach in schools anymore. That's why they stopped teaching civics. They stopped teaching economics. They stopped teaching critical thinking, logic and reason, where people can actually discern what the truth is just from the facts around them without having to be told what is and what isn't. We have a generation of lazy people that just want to see the world burn. You know, if they can't control it, they'll burn it down. That's psychopathy, people. Psychopaths. And a good 40% of the world population is nothing but psychopaths. You know, the transgender and gender-confused individuals, we used to have a treatment for that in this country and around the world. It was called electroshock therapy. Straighten them right out. But they don't want to talk about that anymore. I guess there was too many doctors and lawyers' children that was having to go through this trip because they were a little confused because mama and daddy did everything for them and told them they can be anything they want to be and dress them up as little girls and little boys and, you know, taught them all these fairy tales about BS that meant nothing just to make them feel good about their inabilities. You know, the world's not fair. It's never been fair. There's no equality in birth. You are what you make of yourself. Some people are large in stature, strong, great athletes. Some are great and mighty thinkers. There's nothing fair about it. You have to be the best at what you do. That's what they used to teach it. Okay? So, you follow that. You follow Rick Rude. And you become the best that you can possibly be. And it's not a limitation of yours or anybody else's that there's people that are better. It just is life. But people can't accept the fact that there's people that are better at things than they are. All of my life, I've run into people that dislike me because I have an intellect that's somewhat superior to most. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, that's a fact. I think about things outside of the box, a profession where I have to be. I have to do things a different way. I have to think a different way. And this whole organized plan that started with Marx, Karl Marx and his compadres and went to different countries until it wound up in China, and then Mao, General Mao and his long march published. Everything that we see has been published. It's been taught and been allowed to teach. And I'm talking about communism. The poison of communism was designed specifically to destroy a free country known as the United States of America when the world found out that there was a way for the people of the world to fend for themselves. And that's so it started a chain reaction around the world that where plants in England and other parts of Europe, they can model things like the United States. That's why everybody knows our Constitution and our laws better than their own people. So, I don't know. It's just disgusting to see all of this and disheartening to know that everything that is for the sole purpose of destroying the one country that is the last bastion of hope for freedom in the world. Because right there in the article being quoted by Larry, I believe, if the United States goes down, then the rest of the world goes down. The rest of the free world goes down. So we will be locked back into a world globalist totalitarianism. That's what the corporations are in on. They're part of it because of the Chinese market. They gave up on the United States decades ago. They wanted more, and they want full control. And just to quote Alfred from The Dark Knight, some people just want to see the world burn. That's about all I have.
All right, very good. KI4JCZ, deep thoughts there. I missed that. Could you repeat that? I'm just joking there, Mike. Some people do, I guess, want to see the world burn, and a lot of people are trying to prevent it from being burned all at the same time. But we must stick together if we are going to make this country sustain the country and prevent it from going into a spiral and go down the rabbit hole. So hopefully with the grace of God and some good patriots out here, we'll prevail. Thanks, KI4JCZ, Mr. Mike out of South Carolina. Thank you again, sir.
You're welcome, Jesse, and sorry to take up all that time on the air. Just, I was trying to cover most of the comments that I wanted to. Didn't get to half of them, but, just one extra comment on the story of secret. I agree with Bill
and you know, they're going to put themselves into bankruptcy, and I just can't see that anybody would want to watch Roby walk across the stage naked or otherwise. It's not very appealing. KI4JCZ.
Alright, very good. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Yeah. Victoria's Secret is finally coming out. Alright, very good. Thanks, Mike. KF4JCZ, clear with you. Alright, just recognizing N2JTTF, Miss Laura. Thank you for being there listening tonight with us on the SDR there in Johnstown, PA, and N2OJ, and our net manager, Mr. Marty. Thank you, sir. And, let's see, it goes to K4BF4, K4BF, Mr. Mike, he's in monitoring mode tonight, he can't hear too well, so, God bless you, sir, thanks for being there, and it goes to Mr. Bill, KM4FE, what do you got for round two, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Well, I always got something, Vic. Or, Vic. Why am I saying that? I don't know. I was talking to Marty earlier. I guess I think we were talking about Vic's passing. Baby, Jesse, or Net Control, this is KO4FE. All right, well, if you got any guess about what the Marxist left is coming up with, this one's a shocker. This is Daily Mail. Now listen to this. Outrage at Oxfam staff training document blaming so-called privileged white women over root cause of sexual violence. A lawyer today accused Oxfam of suggesting reporting rape is quote-unquote contemptible after a training document said privileged white women were supporting the root cause of sexual violence for wanting offenders jailed because it disproportionately affects minorities. The charity, which has been hit by a slew of sex scandals, including claims that employees used teenage prostitutes in Haiti, compiled the PowerPoint presentation through its LGBT network after the group complained to bosses that the debate about women's rights was part of a patriarchal and white supremacist narrative. Yeah, it's like a great charity there. Said accompanied by a cartoon of a crying white woman, the PowerPoint claims that mainstream feminism supports the root cause of sexual violence by painting white women as victims, and that this in turn justifies excessive punishment for black and other marginalized people. Well, I don't know. How could you be excessively punished if you're not guilty of rape? Naomi Cunningham, a discrimination and employment law barrister, said the training, which uses extracts from a book written by Sussex University gender studies professor Allison Phipps, had shocking implications. She said the message seems to be that a woman who reports a rape or sexual assault to the police and presses charges is a contemptible white feminist, she told the Telegraph. She added, I think any woman could make an arguable case that this has created or contributed to an intimidating, hostile, degrading, and humiliating or offensive environment, which is how the Equality Act defines harassment. The four-week learning journey, so-called, states mainstream feminism centers privileged white women and demands that bad men be fired or imprisoned. Next to the cartoon of a sobbing white woman is a caption saying that this attitude legitimizes criminal punishment harming black and other marginalized people. So if a white woman gets raped by a non-white, and she goes to the police to press charges, she's legitimizing criminal punishment and harming black and other marginalized people. This is the Marxist thinking, the white-hating Marxist thinking. Says the PowerPoint recommends staff read Me Not You, The Trouble with Mainstream Feminism, a book by Allison Phipps, a professor of gender studies at Sussex University. Then links to the academic's Twitter account, including a thread which summarizes the main themes of the book, including white feminist tears deploy white woundedness and the sympathy it generates to hide the harms we perpetuate through white supremacy. See how that's all twisted around? If you're a white woman and you've been raped and you report it, then you're engaging in white supremacy. I guess if you're a white woman, you need to be raped, is what they're saying, especially by a non-white. So anyway, again, no accountability for the rapist. It's all the woman, the white woman, who is to fault for objecting to being raped. That's basically what they're arguing. So anyway, I don't know how anybody could tolerate this nonsense, but I'll give you a clue about it here. Gateway Pundit, A.G. Merrick Garland, domestic terrorist fighting for the so-called superiority of the white race or the greatest threat to the U.S. I want to make something clear. I am not a white supremacist. I do not believe in white supremacy. I don't declare it because it's not something that can be declared. It's like declaring yourself the winner of the decathlon. Well, you can declare it all you want, but it's not legitimate unless you actually won the decathlon. So it's decided by objective standards, not declaring it. Now, I do believe in white stupidity. And if you think about it, the white people are stupid. White countries are stupid. I mean, think about it. We read these articles week after week about white people being declared pathological, white women are engaging in white supremacy by reporting rapes, whiteness is bad, everything's white supremacy, everything white people ever did is white supremacy, bad, racist. I mean, you can add the list, laundry list of pejoratives there. But I ask you, would you think the Chinese, any Asian country would put up with idiots running around talking about in China, for example, how they need to get rid of Chinese, how talking about Chinese supremacy, talking about how China needs to be flooded with non-Chinese to make the Chinese people a minority in China? How everything the Chinese people ever did was supremacist and needs to be eradicated. They wouldn't put up with that for 2 seconds. Anybody running around China talking like that would be put away in a gulag with the Uyghurs. But it's not just China. Japan. Can you imagine Japan putting up with that? Vietnam, any Asian country? Could you imagine the Muslims putting up with somebody running around in Saudi Arabia saying how we got to get rid of Islam, we got to get rid of the Arabs, they're all bad, they're engaging in Arab supremacy or Muslim supremacy, we need to flood all Muslim countries with non-Muslims, and if you don't like that, then you're a Muslim supremacist. Or Africa. Could you imagine somebody going to Africa and talking about how we need to get rid of blackness? Blackness is evil. Black people are evil. Everything they ever did is bad. It's black supremacy. We need to flood Africa with endless non-black immigrants until black people are a minority in Africa. They wouldn't put up with that crap. But yet white people do, and that's why I say I don't believe in white supremacy. I believe in white stupidity, because only white people are dumb enough to put up with this crap. And only white people are stupid and are bad enough to create degenerate weaklings like Merrick Garland, who fights day and night against his own people. I mean, that's not a sign of a superior race to produce degenerate cucks like him and any number of thousands of others. That's not superior. That's stupidity. That's inferiority. When you measure us against other races, yes, white people have created a lot of amazing things, discovered a lot of earth-changing discoveries. But when you got people running around in white countries talking about how bad white people are evil, white supremacy, we got to flaw white countries with non-whites and make them make white people a minority in their own countries. I mean, you can't call any race like that superior. They're stupid. But unfortunately, I was born white. That's DNA. I can't change it. I can change religion. I can move to another country. I can learn a different language. I could dress in different clothes. I could do all that stuff, but that doesn't change DNA, so I'm stuck with the DNA. So I'm on Team White, good or bad, sink or fail. And I got to call out this stupidity, this weakness. And as we know from history, the weak inherit nothing but a boot in the face. I never agreed with that statement in the Bible, the meek inherit the earth. They may inherit something in heaven, but on the earth, in this world, the meek don't inherit anything. So except destruction and eradication, and that's where we're headed. And we put up with this, and this is, you know, it'd be one thing if it was only non-whites that were saying this stuff, but we got millions of white people, idiots, that go around. You got that D'Angelo, and you got Joe Biden, all of them, they're just fanatical. They think it's morally reprehensible that white people would want to preserve even one country for their own. That's racist. That's white supremacist. We can't have any white countries anywhere. That's reprehensible. That's evil. And you got millions of white people to believe this garbage. So anyway, like I said, for good or bad, I was born white. It's DNA. I can't change it. I can change religion. I can learn to speak a different language. I can move to another country. I can wear different clothes. I can do all kinds of things, but I can't change the fact that I was born white. And so I'm in on the white people no matter what. I can't do anything about it. And so my loyalty's always going to be with my own race. And that's normal. Every other race in the world thinks that way, except we've got a sickness in this West to where you got people, white people, who think it's morally superior to want your own people to be destroyed. That's what Merrick Garland's doing here, and Joe Biden and all the Democrats and even a lot of conservatives think it's morally reprehensible to defend your own people. That's how stupid white people have become. And that's why I'd reject this term white supremacy, because it's baloney. I believe in white stupidity. We need help, not criticism, not nonsense. We need to remind ourselves daily, if that's what it takes, that we have a right, just like everybody else, to survive. That's a normal thing. Every animal on this planet understands that, but we've become so degenerate that we think it's bad. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Natural, KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill, and thanks again for being here tonight and being a part of the net. Always a pleasure hearing from you. Well, you know, Bill, I wanted to make comment real quick on the definition of meek. When I first read that in the Bible, it said the meek. Ending injury with patience or without resentment. I'm just reading through some of these definitions of what they consider to meet. And the other definition, hang on one second. Dog was over there trying to chase something, his shadow or something. I'm not sure what was going on there. Alright, well anyway, the meek definition. Humbly patient or quiet in nature as under vacation from others. Let's see, meek, quite gentle or not willing to argue or express. You know, these definitions have been changed from the dictionary that I recall. I grew up. The meek. The meek will inherit the earth, they said, right? Well, the meek was spineless, backboneless people. That's what it used to say. And they have manipulated the definition of meek in every new article or everything that you're reading on the internet. So that's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. We have so much of this misrepresentation, including the definitions. Go back to the old Webster Dictionary before 1980 and read it and see what it says compared to what you're reading this garbage on not TV, but just the internet alone. Google it from Google or DuckDuckGo it or however, and you still will find the same problem that we have. Everybody is creating their own definition for all these words anymore, and it's got to stop. Hey, this is KG4ZXC and New Saturday Night Liberty. I'm filling in for Mr. Bob once again, ladies and gentlemen. And it goes to Mr. Russ, KK4WX. So come on in, Mr. Russ. What you got for us?
Okay, Jesse, KG4ZXC from KK4WX and the Liberty Net. Okay, good deal all the way around, good comments, and let me get back to something I mentioned on the first round that I didn't find an article to, but this is referring to a Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida bringing help to Governor Abbott in Texas. It says Florida's cavalry helped secure the border. You've got a storm and we're willing and we're coming to help you, it says here. A June 16th press conference, Florida's Ron DeSantis became the first governor to answer the plea for help from fellow Republican governors Doug Ducey of Arizona and Greg Abbott of Texas by authorizing the deployment of law enforcement resources to help secure the border. Quote, "It's undeniable that the border crisis is out of control," Christina Pushaw, press secretary to DeSantis, told the Epoch Times. Quote, "Helping our fellow Americans in their movement and their moment, of need is always the right thing to do. The governors of other states have sent resources to Florida in the past to help respond to natural disasters.
with the federal government unable to or unwilling to enforce our laws and secure our border, Florida is ready to step up to the plate and do our part. Closer quote. It says, time to return the favor. Florida is stepping up to the plate. Quote, Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey declared to the Epic Times, saying, Texas and Arizona, you've got a storm and we're coming to help you. Quote, when the state of Florida has a storm that devastates an area, law enforcement resources from across the country respond and come to our rescue, Ivey explained. Quote, the concept of responding to the needs of a state in the aftermath of a storm is no different than responding to the needs of another state in the midst of a border crisis, close quote. It's a sentiment shared by other Florida sheriffs. Quote, when the governor called Wednesday and expressed his concerns about our southern border, I immediately offered whatever resources we could spare for the endeavor. Closer quote. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden told the Epic Times, quote, after all, these states have answered the call for us with hurricane relief and other emergencies, so it's only fair that we return the effort when they call for help. Close the quote. It's doing the right thing, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marciano told the Epic Times. Inevitably, whenever we have an emergency or a hurricane that comes through here, this is the governor of Texas and Arizona send us anything that we need. Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford told the Epic Times he also sees the cry for help from the governors of Texas and Arizona to secure the border as an opportunity to repay the debt he owes after Hurricane Michael devastated Bay County and many sheriffs from other states came to their aid. So we're going to volunteer to be the first ones there to help, Ford said. Goes on, the article goes on, securing the border. Securing the border helps Floridians, Pushaw explained. Even though Florida isn't a border state, securing the southern border would help stop the flow of narcotics that end up in our state and ravage our community. Illegal immigrants have also committed crimes in Florida, which could have been prevented if our immigration laws were enforced. As Marciano told the Epic Times, fentanyl cases have gone up 230% in Lee County over the past 6 months, and there has been a 3,000% increase in the number of sexual predators coming across the U.S. border. We're not going to allow it, Marciano said. Florida's residents are going to be safe and secure. It's something I think is missed sometimes in the talking points of this issue of a safe and secure border, Ford observed. It's not just the individuals that may be coming across the border, but the dangerous products they bring with them. According to Ford, Bay County has also been flooded with other drugs and fentanyl and heroin over the past 6 months. While they would typically high-five the seizure of a half a pound of meth, Ford said is now not uncommon to intercept 5 to 6 pounds, even upwards of 10 to 12 pounds. There have also been 150 drug overdoses in Bay County since January, with 15 of them being fatal, all of which he contributes to the fentanyl coming across the border. Well, the article goes on and on about proud of DeSantis and all, and I'm proud of DeSantis, too. I think we've I think we've got an up-and-coming star with Ron DeSantis down in Florida. This is KK4WID. Folks, I tell you, don't make any mistake about it. These Democrats know exactly what they're doing when they're not securing our borders. They're wanting these people to come in here because they know that they have a Marxist type of mindset. They know that's what they think. They vote. They all vote Democrat, or most of them vote Democrat because they want free handouts, free this, free that. And you know who's going to pay for it? I tell you what, they know, or this is what they're hoping, is that the more immigrants they get in here, every immigrant they bring in will disenfranchise one more vote, one more conservative vote, one more Republican vote, or whatever happens. So stop and think about that. We've got to secure this border. And I'm all for Ron DeSantis. I wish, I don't know, I hadn't heard anything about our Brian Kemp, a governor out of the state of Georgia. So, it's been a lot of disappointment on that respect. But anyway, I don't know what they plan here to do in Georgia. But I think they all, Alabama, Mississippi, all these southern states need to give Texas, Arizona, New Mexico a big hand, including maybe even California. Although I doubt California's going to do anything. They've long been gone. So back up there to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC from KK4WXO.
Hey, very good. And very good copy there, Russ. Wow, you sounded excellent tonight. And you're still cruising right along, about 40 over. So, great. Hey, yeah, you know you're right there, Russ. And we need to be on top of the game. Every patriot out here needs to be getting active because we cannot keep tolerating this. Because this is why I constantly say my vote was stolen here in Pennsylvania. My vote was stolen. I know it, and I seen it, and I know what I voted, and I seen it for myself. This is the Bulldog State of Pennsylvania until we get rid of Tom Wolf and all these other idiots out here that's been manipulating our system for way too long to benefit their own stupid selves. The self-centered bastards is what they are. But they're going to destroy us in the process just to keep their livelihood going. So, yeah, you hit on the money. If we, and DeSantis is doing the right thing by helping out. So God bless him and the state of Florida for helping out Texas with their border and Arizona. Thank you, guys. Hi, this is the Liberty Net Saturday night, and I'm KG4ZXC out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, filling in for Mr. Bob tonight, K-H-J-O-Y. Yep, we miss you guys. So, Bob, get back when you can. It's always good to have you run the net. All right, let's go down to KO4GST. Mr. Rob, are you still in the frequency, sir? KO4GST, are you still there, Rob? All right, I guess we missed Mr. Rob has left, so I guess he's in monitoring mode. K4BFA was in monitoring mode tonight also. The other station, we never got his full call, so I'm not even going to call his call. But it goes down to you, Mr. Larry, so do you have the bombing list again? So N4ROQ, take it away, Mr. Larry.
Thank you, Jesse. Hey, somebody sent me an email, the lady, Dr. Horn. She was talking about the COVID-19 shot experimental vaccine. And it is
a lot of people their arms are magnetized where it was the shot was given. So if you get some headlights, you get some metal out, put it on your arm where the shot was administered. I saw paper clips and there's a good video. If someone wants to give me their email, I'll be glad to shoot them this email of this lady, and y'all can really, I mean, she talked about 45 minutes to an hour through all of the things about this shot, and she called it a genocide shot. They're putting magnetized stuff in you, the metal will stick to your arm, where it went in, and there were several examples of it when people were putting all kinds of pieces of metal on their arm and it stayed there. So, if you had this shot, try this, see if you can metal or paper clip. I thought the paper clip is different metal pieces. And see if you're magnetized there where you got the shot. And she said this was had to be a genocide shot. I noticed that New Mexico is giving $100 to someone to take the vaccine. $100 bill. So I just kind of ran upon there. So this was an email from a lady doctor from Britain. I should have put everything down. I just looked through it. I've got it on my email. If I haven't taken it off the internet, I'd be glad to shoot anyone that what I picked up there. Okay, this rest of this article from the Epic Times is of this New Zealander. He is a really smart guy. Starter steps to save America from socialism. And this is still on number, end of number five. I'd like to finish this up. It says, of course, the Biden-Harris administration plans to pack the Supreme Court with more left-wing justices to make virtual anything they want constitutional. But this shouldn't even need to go to the court. State governments already have the power under the 10th Amendment to nullify federal overreach. They simply have to band together to put Washington back into its constitutional time box. The Republic will be saved through the courageous application of First Amendment, free speech, and the 10th Amendment, state sovereignty. Number six, and Republic Review. Every free state should immediately embark on the adoption of the Republic Review process. There's a small but growing movement in some western and northern states to review their engagement with the federal government to eliminate or nullify all unconstitutional relationships. Under the Constitution, the states are technically superior to the federal government. Their sovereign and equal footing doctrine and have the legal power to refuse to engage in unconstitutional programs. For instance, most states only get about 10% of their education budget from the Fed, but are almost completely subservient to the Department of Education dictates. We'll go the measly 10% in exchange for a return to local control over all public education. America is losing its use in public schools. Every patriotic parent knows that. This would give parents more control over their children's education and restore citizens' control over their own government. Is this worth 10% of your state's education budget? If the free states are willing to stand against federal overreach, they must also be prepared to forego unconstitutional federal money. A thorough Republic Review audit would soon return power to the legislature where it belongs. Number seven, form a multi-state America First popular alliance. The left has a revolution, a nationwide alliance of 600 groups operating both inside and outside of the Democratic Party, operated by Democratic Socialists of America and the Communist Party of the USA. Our revolution works in the Democratic primaries to elect far-left candidates such as Representative
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York. Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota. And Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, into office. Our revolution isn't subject to Democratic Party discipline, but it does get to choose Democratic candidates. We need an America First umbrella group to operate both outside and inside the Republican Party, and possibly within the Democratic Party in some areas. This organization should be all about pushing the MAGA America First agenda at every level of government in every state of the union. Such a movement could harness the energy of 70 million to 80 million Trump voters without being under Republican Party control. America First could unite the Tea Party and the MAGA movements, grassroots, Republicans, patriotic Democrats, and independents, and mobilize tens of millions of voters to transform the GOP, a truly populist, patriotic MAGA party. It should always have been. Take that, Mr. McConnell. Trump has already ready candidates to stand against Republican House members and senators who betrayed their own base after the 2020 election. America Firsters should register Republicans by the millions to primary out dozens of Republican sellouts in 2022. The America First MAGA movement could own every level of the GOP by 2024. The GOP needs the MAGA movement way more than the MAGA movement needs the Republican brand. The United States acting like a federation of free and independent states. It's time to fully realize that ideal. Meanwhile, there are almost 70 far-left Democrat members in Congress and red states. Just restoring voter integrity alone could defeat several of them in 2022. Running MAGA candidates backed by Trump in every one of those races could flip many more. It would be more than feasible to take back the House in 2022 to make Biden a lame duck president. Number 8, boycott, boycott, big time. Patriots should be abandoning Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. for more honest platforms. They should also enthusiastically support efforts by DeSantis to heavily fine big tech operators who cancel Patriots. If 25 or 30 free states did the same, big tech would soon be little tech. Patriots need to organize nationwide boycotts of unpatriotic companies and boycotts and boycotts for loyal American companies. Yeah, buy these loyal American companies, buy their products like MyPillow and Fleya Foods, that's G-O-Y-A. Already, local groups are drawing up lists of unfriendly local companies and saying,
bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert!
To sequentially target vulnerable patriotic companies. Imagine if 80 million MAGA patriots resolve to begin a nationwide boycott of one such company starting now. Boycott would go on indefinitely until the target company was broke or it apologized for canceling patriots. If applicable, every MAG family could simultaneously commit to buying at least one of the canceling person's products this year. On April 1st, another disloyal company could be targeted, then another on May 1st, then another one on June 1st, etc. After two or three companies had collapsed or apologized, we would soon see large companies start to back away from the cancel culture. Patriots are spending power in this country's people. We need to starve our enemies and feed our friends. Again, patriots need to build a nation within a nation. It should be also given that every U.S. patriot boycotts all communist China goods whenever possible.
Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert!
It's immoral and it's suicidal. The Chinese Communist Party just crippled the U.S. economy with the CCP's virus. Then pro-China communists instigated mass Black Lives Matter rioting. Then the same people working to influence the 2020 election. It's about time America stopped funding their number one enemy, the CCP. Number nine, remove maligned one influence at state level. DeSantis has announced legislation to massively curtail Chinese activity in Florida. The legislation also targets several other enemy states, including Russia, Iran, Syria, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela, all of which interfere in the country's internal affairs. In December 2020, Trump's Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, revealed that the Chinese Communist Party was conducting a massive influential campaign focused on dozens of members of Congress of their age, including through attempting blackmail and violent bribery. Currently, thousands of foreign companies from hostile regimes are buying up land, food production facilities, technical companies, educational facilities, and infrastructure. And I know that the China just bought Smith built farms, I believe, 500 farms plus all their facilities not very long ago. So these people are going to rule our country if we continue to let this go on. Tens of thousands of foreign agents are co-opted and unpatriotic businessmen, unethical politicians, and sympathetic journalists in the interest of China and other benevolent states. Under the Biden-Harris administration, nothing will be done to stop these activities at a federal level. But much can still be done by the free states. If every free state cracks down on foreign bribery, corruption, espionage, and subversion, this country would be transformed. If hundreds of corrupt academics, journalists, businessmen, and politicians from both parties were exposed and punished, this country would soon be well on the way.
Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert!
But I believe they would be a huge step in the right direction. I will be following with further suggestions and plans. Thank you for reading from a grateful Kiwi, Grant. God bless America. Now this fellow, his name is Trevor London. He's a third filmmaker and public speaker from New Zealand for more than 30 years. He has researched radical left, Marxist, and terrorist movements and the covert influence on mainstream politics. He is best known for his book, Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressive in the U.S. Congress. In his similarly themed documentary film, Enemies Within, his recently published book, The White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk, Running for U.S. President in 2020. So, he's a very smart guy. He's got a lot of great facts there and a lot of interesting things to look over and things definitely to do. So back to you, Jesse.
Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning!
Thank you, Mr. Larry. Appreciate you being there tonight, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you. Solid copy, and always a pleasure. All right, clear with November 4, Romeo Oscar Quebec, Mr. Larry, out of beautiful Tennessee. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the good across state of Pennsylvania. It is the 73 round, so let's see if we go back to the top to see if any last comments from Mr. Mike, KI4JCZ. If you're still there, Mike, what you got to top it off for tonight? It can be just something as simple as just whatever. So, Mike, if you still
take it away.
Okay, Jesse. Thanks a lot on KI4GPZ out of South Carolina. To end it tonight, I just want to put a thought in people's heads. Next time you have a conversation with a so-called journalist, why don't you ask them what drives you, they themselves and others in their profession.
Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert!
Journalists add value or uplift the society, any society, is when they state the facts objectively. And I'll end it with that. KI4GCZ, back over to you.
Hi, very good, Mike. Well, appreciate that piece of wording. Yes, and I agree. You know, when these journalists get their head out of their you-know-what, maybe they'll wake up. But thanks, Mike. Appreciate you being there, and solid copy also all night long, so very good. The band's held up tremendously well, so good to have you aboard. So drop in whenever you can. Always a pleasure. KI4JCZ out of South Carolina. That's Mr. Mike. So 73, sir. Hi, N2JTT, Ms. Laura. I know you're in monitoring mode with N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, net manager. Thank you guys for being there and listening in through the SDR tonight. K4BFA is was monitoring tonight, so thank you for being there and all the shortwave listeners out there as well. KR4FE, what you got to wrap it up for the evening?
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KR4FE, okay. Well, thanks for running the net tonight, Jesse. Everybody appreciates it. And I got a kind of a humorous story here. This gives you an example of kind of the idiotic nonsense Congress is wasting their time on. Listen to this. This is a headline, Breitbart. Democrat Congresswoman demands crash test dummy gender equality. Yeah, just when you think they haven't gone far enough. Representative Eleanor Holmes Burton, Democrat of D.C., probably one of the dumbest Congress people we got, announced this week her intention of introducing a bill requiring both male and female car crash dummies after claiming they are nowhere near achieving equality regarding safety testing to keep women safe on the road. Well, I didn't know they were unsafe. The Democrat Congresswoman, who serves as the chair of the Subcommittee on Highways and Transit, lamented that the federal government only uses crash test dummies modeled on male bodies, and the car companies are not required to use dummies modeled on female bodies either. Well, not modeled on people that are 6 foot six or 5 foot one either. What do you want it to have, male and female of every possible height within the human variance? I mean, to make it fair, you'd have to do that. And all different weights. I mean, we'd have to have crash test dummies that weigh everything from 100 pounds up to 400 pounds. I say that jokingly, but I wouldn't be surprised they come up with something like that. Anyway, get back to the story. It says, highlighting biological differences in anatomy between the sexes, including neck strength and posture. Wait a minute, I thought we're all equal. Norton claims such differences affect how female and male bodies react to crash. Since cars are not required, women are at a higher risk of injury and death in car crashes. I'd like to see some evidence of that claim. Norton, who's a non-voting member of the House of Representatives, thank God, claimed that that women have yet achieved full equality as a result of the lack of female crash test dummies. So women don't have full equality in the realm of dummies. I don't know. I think that might be arguable. There are a lot of dumb women. They're at least equal to the number of dumb men. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff that you would get if D.C. ever became a state. All right, here's another one. Gateway Pundit. This tells you what's being honored. Unreal. Lincoln Center in New York honors activists who praised Osama bin Laden. Yeah. Listen to this if you don't believe it. New York City's Lincoln Center has honored an activist who said she admired Osama bin Laden following the September 11th, 2001 terror attack. Can you imagine somebody saying something like that right after the attack? The Lincoln Center hosted a pop-up performance in honor of activist Yuri Kochiyama on what would have been her 100th birthday this week. Well, thank God she's no longer living. Fox News reports that the California native spent most of her adult life in the Big Apple. But even though she adopted New York as her home, in a 2003 interview with the Objector magazine, she praised the man responsible for a horrific attack that killed 2,600 people of her unsuspecting neighbors on a Sunday-Tuesday morning. Well, of course she'd be in favor of anyone that killed Americans. She's such an America-hating dirtbag. Well, anyway, it says Coach Yama specifically said he admired the terrorist because of his severe dislike for the U.S. government and those who hold power in the U.S. Here's a quote from her. She says, "I'm glad that you are curious why I consider Osama bin Laden as one of the people that I admire." Well, listen to this. She told the admirer, "To me, he is in the category of Malcolm X, Che Guevara, Patrice Lumumba," I think she's a cop killer, "Fidel Castro, all leaders that I admire." Well, I got a good question for this one. If she's dead now, but why don't you just move to Cuba? I mean, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, I mean, why be a hypocrite? You love these people, Fidel Castro. Why didn't you just be honest? You know, have some integrity. Move to damn Cuba if you love Castro and Che Guevara so much. I just don't understand these people. They're such phonies. They just use anything to just heap hatred on their own country. She said they had much in common besides being strong leaders who brought consciousness to their people. They all had severe dislike for the U.S. government and those that held power in the U.S. The Japanese American was held in an internment camp during World War II and became an activist and helped successfully lobby the government to provide reparations and apologies to internees. She was also anti-war and naturally supported black nationalism, even though she wasn't even black. In a statement to Fox News, the Lincoln Center said the event was meant to highlight Kochiyama's life of civil rights activism amid a nationwide spike in hate crimes targeting Asian Americans. Yeah, I won't even read the rest of this, but yeah, it's what's being honored today. These America-hating hypocrites who love Osama bin Laden but won't convert to Islam and move to under a Taliban country. Loves Fidel Castro but won't move to Cuba. Hates America but for whatever reason stays here. Until she died, she's buried on American soil. That probably, she probably hates the thought of that, but she never had the guts to actually leave the country. These people, they don't even have any integrity. They just want, they'll use anything to just hate America. That's all they care about. They're just dysfunctional dirtbags. Can't think of a better term at the moment to describe them. That's all they are. Human garbage, worthless, ungrateful bags of trash. So I'm glad she didn't live past 100. I don't know how old she was. But, yeah, and she's being honored in New York City. That doesn't surprise me. So anyway, Jesse, that's about it for me tonight. And I appreciate you running the net. And 73's to everyone that checked in, although some signals were down. But you got to get an amplifier, get an antenna up, at the especially in the summer. The noise level gets higher, so we all want to hear you. So get a signal out there. Even a couple hundred watts will make a difference. 500 usually will get the job done. So anyway, back to you, Jesse, and good night and 73s, and thanks for running the net. KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill, and great comments, and yeah, we appreciate you being here as well. Bill, before you go, I just wanted to say, yeah, that was as crazy as it can get. They want crash dummies to be put in the configuration of a woman, a male, and all this, but they still want equality. I does that mean that the crash dummies get the same pay? I just don't quite get all that. Well, I'll tell you who the real crash dummies need to be. These politicians, they need to go into that that type of business. All right, very good, Bill. Same series. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, Eleanor Holmes Norton should volunteer to be a crash dummy. She could be the first female crash dummy.
Hey, there you go. And I would volunteer Harris to go along with her.
Yeah, Roger.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Bill. KO4FE out of the beautiful state of Voting Frog, state of Pennsylvania. All right. 73s, Bill. All right, goes to KK4WX. What you got to wrap it up for tonight there, Russ? Okay, Mr. Russ has left the building, I believe. So thank you, Mr. Russ, for being there and being a part of the net. KO4GSC, are you still with us there, Rob? I guess Mr. Rob is cooking off for tonight. So I'd like to thank Mr. Russ for coming in there tonight, KK4WX. He's out of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, and always appreciate Russ dropping in. KL4GST, Mr. Rob is gone. KN4MOH is been gone. So, Mr. Larry, it's up to you to finalize tonight's Saturday Night Liberty Net. What you got for the final words of wisdom, sir?
Yeah, keep your powder dry, as a buddy out there in Nebraska said, Mo. As a matter of fact, I hope they go hard, Mo, and then I hope he's you come in there. Yeah. I just had a thought. You know, I watched the documentary on China, and they have a system where you get so many points if you toe the line in their party system. And if you don't toe the line and be a good communist Chinese, then they bring you in and try to assimilate you into their way of thinking. And the next thing, if that doesn't work, then you are sent to a hospital or a building to be used as an organ donor, and it's
mandatory. And they don't really care whether you're alive or not when they start taking these organs out. So if you don't believe on the list, start watching some of these documentaries on the Chinese. And especially that one. I couldn't believe it, but it is definitely true. You don't toe the line as a Chinese communist. Use it as an organ donor if you ever need your organs. So just remember that when you're buying their product. Okay, let's see. I got one question regarding Israel's airstrikes. You know, Netanyahu got voted out by one vote. And they've got a new prime minister in there. Foreign minister, his name is Bennett, I believe, or like last name. So I'll go through this fairly fast here. Israeli airstrikes target sites in Gaza. City Press, Joseph Fetterman, Jerusalem. Israeli airstrikes hit militant sites in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday, and the Palestinians responded by sending a series of fire-killing balloons back across the border for the second straight day, further testing a fragile ceasefire that ended last month's war between Israel and Hamas. The latest round of violence was prompted by a parade of Israeli ultranationals through contested East Jerusalem on Tuesday. Palestinians saw the march as a provocation and sent balloons into southern Israel, causing several blazes and parched farm land. Israel then carried out the airstrikes, the first such raid since May the 21st. Ceasefire ended 11 days of fighting, and more balloons followed. The airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas militants for meetings to plan attacks. There were no reports of injuries. The Hamas terror organization is responsible for events transpiring in the Gaza Strip and will bear the consequences for its actions, the Army said. It added that it was prepared for any scenario, including the resumption of hostilities. By Wednesday afternoon, masked Palestinians sent a number of balloons laden with fuses and flaming rags into Israel. The unrest has provided the first test of the ceasefire at the time when Egyptian mediators had been working to reach a longer-term agreement. It comes as tension has risen again in Jerusalem as it did before the recent war, leading Gaza's Hamas rulers to fire a barrage of rockets at the Holy City on May the 10th. The fighting claimed more than 250 Palestinian lives and killed 13 people in Israel. The flare-up also created a test for Israel's new government, which took office early this week. The diverse coalition includes several hardline parties, as well as Davish and centrist parties, along with the first Arab faction ever to be part of the Israeli government. Keeping the delicate coalition intact was a difficult task for the new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett. In Tuesday's parade, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force. Hamas called on Palestinians to resist the parade, which is meant to celebrate Israel's capture of East Jerusalem in 1967. Palestinians considered it a provocation. In a scathing condemnation on Twitter, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, who is the centrist Yish Tatit party, said those who were shouting racist slogans were a disgrace to Israeli people. Through there were other concerns the march would raise tensions, canceling it would open Bennett and other right-wing members of coalition to intense criticism from those who would view it as a capitulation to Hamas. Mansour Abbas, whose RAAM party is the first Arab faction to join the Israeli coalition, march was an attempt to set the region on fire for political aims with the intention of undermining the new government. Hamas said the police and public security minister should have canceled the event. So Israelis are really going to have problems with the Arabs over there. The Hamas are tied in with
against Iran, and Iran sends them the missiles and different things that they're shooting over in Israel, hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. So anyway, they've shot just hundreds and hundreds of them. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. Thanks for running the net. Enjoyed it. And I hope everything went well with Bob's trip and everything tonight. And that was Bob, and he does a tremendous job also. So back to you there, Jeff. From Larry and Jesse and 4ROQ on the Great Liberty Net, back to Matt.
Hey, very good, and thank you again there, Bob, not Bob, Mr. Larry. Definitely we miss Bob tonight, so he will be back with Wednesday, I believe, as well. So thank you, Larry. God bless you, and hope Mom's doing fine, too, so you can have a great night and a great rest of the day. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, happy Father's Day to everybody out there who is a father. Let me dial this thing. I knocked it off frequency there just a touch. So happy Father's Day, everybody. It is Father's Day. We're in, from 2021. I want to thank each and everybody who has participated in tonight's Liberty Net. I am KT4ZAC, Jesse here out of the Bodefront State of Pennsylvania. KI4JCZ, thank you, Mike, for being here, and to JTT, and to IRJ, Mr. Marty, net manager, and his lovely wife, Miss Lauren. Thank you, guys. K4BFA, KR4FE, Mr. Bill, out of Pennsylvania. KK4WX, out of Georgia, Mr. Russ. KR4GST, out of South Carolina. KN4MOH, I have no idea where you was at, but thank you for being there, and Mr. Lynn, N4ROQ. Now, for everybody that came across the net tonight, who stuck around, it looks like it was, I think, Mr. Mike, K4BFR. It wasn't BFA, it was BFAR. That was Mr. Michael. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and close the net down at 12:29, and it is the 6:20:21. It is Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen. As I close tonight's window on tonight's Liberty Net, I want to wish Miss Calabash a good night, wherever she are, wherever she's at, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy, sailors that are listening, and all your shortwave listeners as well. And 73 to all the to all night Liberty Netters, and in memory of Mr. Victor W1WCR, which is now a silent key. So God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America, and hope each and every one of you check in Wednesday night with us once again. This is KG4ZXNC, and I am Jesse, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Closing it, and I'll say soon to see. And God bless America.
Jesse.
Thank you. Before I shut the net down, but do we have any late individuals that want to make a comment? There you are, Slick Willie. Hey, good deal. Very good, ladies and gentlemen. KG4ZXC, I'm signing off.
At, in this environment of twisting words and double speak, being the word patriot and is, you know, a bad word anymore. frowned upon. Maybe we should start calling ourselves ultra-nationalists, just like the Israelis did.
Well, you know, I was sitting there thinking something in relation to Republic Nationalist or something crazy, because, you know, for what it's really worth, I mean, we need to go ahead and call ourselves something, because they're going to make it up whether we do or not.
Yeah, they already call us white supremacists, but, you know, that brand's getting old real quick. You kind of need to show them a different route, you know what I mean? And I wish we could take them all and put them out in the middle of the ocean and sink the boat, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I've been trying to figure out how to decommission these people for some time. And, you know, people's got to just get out there and get involved. There's no other way. And it's going to have to start on local, state level, county level, and state level politics, because these people have infiltrated this system for so long. They have in place money funnels, so everybody that contributes to communism gets a piece of the pie. So they keep creating all these money funnels to keep paying these people to do what they're doing, to infiltrate, and that's what happened. And this is where we're at today. Until people wake up and start doing what half these parents are doing with this critical, this race garbage crap that they're trying to promote. They have a another name, ACORN, if I'm not mistaken, or was it that part of the indoctrination system?
Yeah, you're right. ACORN is just one of many organizations set up by the Soros and Friends funded regime, aka the Rothschilds, all the billionaires in the world that want to see the world back under the thumb of the kingship. And that's what it's all about. They've been planning this for a very, very long time. They felt the time was right, because the tide was starting to turn. People was waking up to the BS, and so they couldn't have it. So here we are, a virus, or at least we make it look like one, and then implement all their BS rules and restrictions, and further degrade and destroy this country. Because we're the last thing that's standing in the way of the International Bank of Settlements and the 18 people who actually called the shot. So, it is what it is, and we're going to have to, like you say, we've got to get involved. Everybody's going to have to get involved. I've been preaching that to every young person that I run into for decades now. The only way that a free society can survive is through the participation of the citizenry. But unfortunately, it's not happened soon enough, and you wake up one day and we have what we have. And not too late, but on that note, I'm going to close it down. KG4ZXC, pleasure. KM4JCZ, clear.
All right, very good, sir, and I appreciate your input. I agree. When it comes down to it, you know, we've been falling under this line of crap for way too long, and they want it back. They want it the way they want it, and until they do, they will not stop. So it's up to us, and God help us all. Hey, 73's
Mike.
KI4JCZ,
KG4ZXC.
73's on, and I'm shutting down as well.
So, good night, all. And Mr. Mo, if you're out there listening in the great state of Nebraska, I hope you're doing well, sir. So, Mr. Mo, KG0RSA, 73's if you're out there, and all you shortwave listeners. And 73's on. KG4ZXC. 74.